I have never studied Brooklyn record with you. We have moved to Minneapolis. We studied Shoyo Loku, which is pretty similar with Blue Cliff Record. But this Blue Cliff Record is a little different, and pretty unique from Shoyo Loku we studied. Particularly Rinzai Zen uses this Brooklyn record so much. Brooklyn record consists of five parts. The main subject, 100 main subjects are collecting pretty short stories in answer and question and answer style or in conversation style or sometimes pretty usual short story style. But that is main subject, so collecting the 100, collecting the short stories, 100 short stories. The second is, each story has a verse of its own by, Secho Zen Master, who lived 982 to 1052, and also later Engo Zen Master, who lived from 1063 to 1135, add the introduction to main subject and also D.T. Suki uses the term pithy remark. Engo Zen Master added the notes to each phrase, and also commentary to main subject and verses by Secho Zen Master. So Brooklyn record consists of five parts. In this book, introduction is represented as pointer. So pointer and case and notes, commentary, and verse, and commentary. Those are verses, commentary, and also the main cases, main subjects, the commentary. This book record, translation of a book record is best. It's very nice translation. Translated by Dr. Thomas Clary. The first case, the highest meaning of the holy truth. The highest meaning of the holy truth. Pointer. When you see smoke on the other side of a mountain, you already know there is a fire. When you see horns on the other side of a fence, right away you know there is an ox there. To understand tree, when one is raised to judge precisely at a glance. This is the very everyday, this is everyday food and drink of a patchwork monk. Getting to where he cuts off the myriad streams, he is free to arise in the east and sink in the west, to go against or to go with, in any and all directions, free to give or to take away. But say, at just such a time, whose actions are these? Look at through toads, trailing vines. This is introduction, which is called pointer, to main subject. Let me read the main subject. The main subject is Emperor Wu of Li'an asked the great master Bodhidharma what is the highest meaning of the holy truths. Bodhidharma said, empty without holiness. The emperor said, who is facing me? Bodhidharma replied, I don't know. The emperor didn't understand. After this, Bodhidharma crossed the Yangtze River and came to the kingdom of Wei. Later, emperor brought this up to Master Qi and asked him about it. Master Qi asked, does your majesty know who this man is? The emperor said, I don't know. Master Qi said, he is Mahasattva Avalokiteshvara, transmitting the Buddha mind seal. The emperor felt regretful, so he wanted to send an emissary to go invite Bodhidharma to return. Master Qi told him, your majesty, don't say that you will send someone to fetch him back. Even if everyone in the whole country were to go after him, he still wouldn't return. That is main subject. And the introduction is when you see the eyelid. When you see smoke on the other side of a mountain, you already know there is a fire. When you see horns on the other side of a fence, right away, you know there is an ox. To understand tree, when one is raised, to judge precisely at the glance, this is the everyday food and drink of a patchwork monk. getting to where he cuts off the myriad streams, he is free to raise in the east and sink in the west, to go against or to go with, in any and all directions, free to give or to take away, but say, at just such a time, whose actions are these? Look at our two toes trailing that vine. In Zen monastery, it is very important position is sort of attendant to old monks, old priests, or your teacher, attendants, or we call anja. The other position is attendant. Attendant is represented as disha in Japanese. But anja is kind of attendant, but this attendant is a person who takes care of many things. Sort of housemaid or food maid or sometimes many things you have to do. Okay? Housemaid, food maid, the kitchen maid, and lots of the things you have to do. Washing the clothes, and, cleaning the house, the rooms, and the temples. And that is anja. For a particular old priest. When I was sage monastery, I was anja or disha for almost a year. For famous Zen master Hashimoto Roshi. I learned a lot from this position because from this position, well, I was very surprised because I learned a lot which were completely different from using life. Well, when you live in the usual life, usual house, and in the relationship with your parents and brothers and sisters, friends, and at that time, always we emphasize ourselves first. But in a monastery, when you become attendant or anja or disha, all you have to do is to devote yourself to take care of him first. So, when the guest come, when the guest visited him, well, next, the anja and disha has to know what to do next, what will happen next. When the guest visited his room, next, what should we do? Should we wait for teachers, the old priest, called you? Had a dining? Come here, dining. Serve tea and give a hot towel and a cold towel in summer. Should I wait? Or before he called me, should I go? Or before, even though he doesn't say anything, should I do something? Should I start to do something initiatively? Okay. This is very important. So, in age monastery, I learned a lot from this position because there is no excuse. I have to think always, I have to always pay attention to not me as a secondary, to him first. So what happens around him, I have to always pay attention to it. But when the guest visit his room, immediately I have to visit, they go to his room, open the door, and serve the tea. Before serve the tea, in summer, I gave cold towel, cleaning the hands and face, and then after that, serve the tea. One day, I took care of him and his guest, in that way. One day, our guest came to his room, and immediately I went to his room and gave the cold towel in summer and started to serve. But at that time, that I got used of serving tea, and very natural, because I had the position, this position for that time, the 6 months. So I got used of taking care of everything. So I served tea, and that is green tea ceremony. But at that time, clean clothes should be always on the tray, but that time I didn't pay careful attention to the cleaning clothes. But, at that time, I was interested in talking with the guests, and between the guests and the Roshi. That was very interesting, because even the chatting, in the chatting, you can find very interesting, very wonderful conversation there. Even the chat is wonderful. You become peaceful and joyful, very nice. There is no fighting and such a thing. It's really paralyzed. The all mood of the room is completely peaceful. So listening, I was completely caught by their conversation. So, but my hands is moving like this. And then I put the cloth on the floor immediately. So, cleaning clothes shouldn't be on the floor. It should be on the track. Even though you get the use of doing something, always there is a careful attention, compassionate attention penetrates everything. Okay? But if you are completely caught by something, okay, your body is moving, but mind is completely taking a trip. So at that time, that is not real thing you are doing. You have to do something with your body, but simultaneously you have to do something with your body and with the mind. Mind must be present there. That's why they must immediately point out. And also, your behavior, your acts, not necessarily rapid behavior. Okay? Not slowly, not rapidly, I don't know how to do, but anyway, you have to, your mind, your body are going just like the stream of liver. Okay? But when you have to, your compassionate attention penetrates every inch of your behavior and also others, and teachers and guests and the whole room. So when something happens, you have to do it immediately. One day I served, and then I to turn off the teacup, tip off the teacup, and the tea spilled off on the floor. And then at that time, I tried to find the rag. Yes, rag? Not the cleaning clothes and I tried to, a sort of a mop, okay? Try to find, where is it? But the one monk sat next to me. Immediately he took the towel, the cleaning, your face towel. He took it and immediately cleaned it. But I didn't do this. I noticed the cleaning towel there, but I didn't take it. So I tried to find right thing, which is called rag. Cleaning on the floor, not cleaning your face, cleaning your table. And then the Zen master scold me. What are you doing? But, well, I am, of course, it's very clear what I am doing. Because I want to clean this, the water, the tea, spread on the floor. But he scolded me, what are you doing? After the other monks cleaned already, okay? He scolded me. I didn't understand. Well, according to the comments, the intellectual sense, towel is not something for cleaning on the floor, it's very clear. So, if you want to clean the floor, you have to get the right thing, which is go rag and mop and clean. But this is the intellectual understanding, but sometimes there is no chance to find the right things, or because it is emergency. So emergency, you have to act. You have to act just like an emergency. According to Kant's intellectual sense, he is wrong. He did something wrong, but I was doing something right. But he scolded me. The master scolded me, and he praised the other monks because he did it already. But that is very important thing. Okay, do you understand this sense? But I don't think you should do always just like an emergency. But for instance, they raise the leaking, okay, from the ceiling. But that rains just like a shower, okay, in summer. The rain immediately comes, the leaking from the ceiling, and what should you do? Should you take the time to find the right thing? Or, for instance, if a fire comes up, what should you do? That is really emergency. So, maybe you should find some mops and the fire extinguish. And then you should put off, but sometimes no time. So sometimes you have to take off your clothes and cover the fires. maybe it is okay. So after the emergency, well, there is something you have to do. Okay? There is no discussion. It is right, it is wrong. Anyway, we have to do. So that's why, well, the masters call me, you, what you're doing. But he did it immediately. That's wonderful. But according to common sense, it's wrong. So, that's why the, in the introduction, the Engel Zen Master says, when you see smoke on the other side of the mountain, you already know there is a fire. It's very clear. Okay? When the Zen Master are leaving the temple that time, I have to do something. Okay? Even though he doesn't ask me. Put the shoes in order in at the gate. Okay. He could be put his sandals very easily. Okay. Well, you know the sandals? When you come down from the floor, the sandal is, if you put the sandal like this, and toes away from you, okay? Do you understand? And then the teacher comes down and then his feet immediately slip, okay? Put on his, okay, get up, okay, sandal. But if you put sandal like this, well, he has to turn over, turn first, and then put his feet. I did once. At that time, he scolded me. So, what should I do? He said, you should put the sandal like this. So I did it. So this is very important thing, how you should put the sandal for him. Well, not the, well, he has, you have to think. You have to think how he is going down from the floor and putting his feet on the sandal. So as much as possible, well, you should take care of him who is not wasting his energies. You must take care of. So immediately he put his foot on the sandal, pretty easy. Or before he is leaving the temple, to go to the people's to perform a Buddhist service, etc., I put the tabi, the top, okay? His feet, even though he didn't ask me, put the sandals in your socks, and put the sandals here. When it explains, give the umbrella. The way it's cold, the coat. That is really just like a maid. The housemaid and kitchen maid, many things. That is really lots of miscellaneous job. Yeah. So you have to open your eyes carefully to take care of everything. If you miss something, the teachers scold me. So that is the duty of Anja and Jisha. Okay. So that's why he said in introduction. He said when you see horns on the other side of a fence, right away you know there is an ox there. To understand three, when one is raised, to judge precisely at the glance, immediately you have to know. Okay? You have to know. So when you attend, when you have such positions for a certain period of time, well, you understand what he is feeling, what he is wanting to next. Okay? So my teacher, I knew pretty well what my teacher was wanting next. So I always before that, I give it. Give or offer or help. To understand, see, when one is raised to judge precisely at the glance. This is the everyday food and drink of a patchwork monk. But this is really everyday the food and drink of a monk. That is not the particular behavior, not particular attitude. If that's the way of life, we shouldn't be a sort of snob. No? No? You shouldn't be a snob. Well, you shouldn't be a shoy. In order to get the praise and the reward from teachers and from your practice, etc. Not shoy, not snob, but just do it. Just do it. And this is just like everyday life, everyday food and drink. It's not particular behavior. So, when get up in the morning, teacher get up in the morning, immediately, we have to go to his room and put his bed into the closet. Well, we use the different bed from Western style, so every morning we have to put the bed to the closet. So, and next, we have to serve the tea. And next, you have to, before serve the tea, you have to prepare for his washing face. So, you know, water, hot water, not too hot, not too weak, not too cold, but you have to adjust. And put the paste and the cup and many things. Just like taking care of baby. But he doesn't say anything but a thank you or just do. So always there is a stream of water. Next, next, next. There is no chance to think. Well, even though he doesn't say, wait, hey, why don't you say thank you? There is no time to discuss about that. So next, always his life is going on just like a stream of water. So very naturally there is something, a harmonious life, wonderful life, blooming. I don't know, I didn't realize at that time. But feeling is, intellectually I didn't know it, but feeling I can know it. There is a wonderful mood of just like a flower blooming, okay? Flower blooming. And then through this, there is a big world is interconnected. Okay? So there is a communication between teacher and my life, and I can learn a lot from this situation. So, but if you really, if you behave even slightly just like a showy way, what? It's something that it's not the real Zen practice, because there is an egoistic sense. So it doesn't fit to the Zen practice. So that's why he said that this is the everyday food and drink of a patchwork monk. Getting to where he cuts off the myriad streams. This is sort of a myriad stream means the worldly affairs. Okay, getting up in the morning and wash your face and go to work and going to the zazen and chanting the performing Buddhist service and washing of clothes and having breakfast. Lots of streams there. So, getting to where he cuts off the myriad streams, he is free to arise in the east and think in the west, to go against or to go with, in any and all directions, free to give or to take away. That means I already told you, getting to where he cut off the media stream, how can you cut off that sort of cause of creating a new karma, okay, for the future? Okay? Well, there is no particular way. All you have to do is just like Anjasa's duty. When he is leaving the temple of the, you should take care of him. Well, it's not necessary to think he is adult, he is baby, he is my tea boss, or I am student. There is no chance to discuss about that. Well, which happens very often in the media stream, in the human world. You are adult, why don't you put the socks by yourself? Okay. You have two hands. So do it by yourself. If you think so, you can't take care of him in that way. So there is always some argument, complaint. That's why it's pretty hard. But there is no way to cut off if you do this always. Okay? So that's why, how can you cut off at the stream, the millions? But you have to tune into teacher's life and teacher's behaviors and teacher's feelings, and you can understand pretty well what he is wanting to do. So serve it and help it and take care of it. So at that time, his life is going very smoothly, and also my life is going very smoothly without any gap. So that is the best way to cut off of the mediate stream. Because mediate stream, there is a lot of things comes up. Okay? Complaints, troubles, and arguments, and right or wrong, or good or bad. Right? But because then teachers scold me when I was looking for the right thing, right? Because that is a common sense. It was right, but it's not right. So, you have to pay careful attention to reality. It is urgent need, or it is emergent, or it is very regular occurrence. Okay. But at the ground, you have to judge it, and you have to do it. So getting to where he cut off the media stream, he is free to raise in the east and think in the west. Okay? Anytime, anywhere, you can go in the east, you can go in the west. That means pick up a good deed, a towel and clean it. Because it is emergent. So anytime, anywhere, you can go west, you can go east. But according to common sense, when you go to west, that wrong, you say. If you pick up the towel, it's wrong. At that time, it's very difficult. You cannot take care of the emergent occurrences. Okay. So you have to do something that when emergent things happen, within the emergent occurrences, you have to do something. He is free to raise in the east and think in the west, to go against or to go with. Sometimes it's against, it's wrong. But you shouldn't, I am not recommending you to do something wrong. Okay? As much as possible, you should do something right. Okay? But sometimes there is no time to discuss. It is right or it is wrong. Just do it. You have to take care of reality. So, to go against or to go with. In any and all directions, Okay, you have to do. Whatever you may go, whatever the teacher, the old monk do, anyway, you can catch it and do it, help it. When I was Tathagata, well, the Tathagata Roshi talked about something like this. When the teacher was suffering from something, then you should immediately help him. Okay? And you shouldn't look at him without help, without doing anything. For instance, if the old monk, they cleaning the yard, that was it is a hard job. And then the young monks are standing and become a standby and look at him, oh, he's doing hard. But that is not good, so he said, why don't you do it? Okay? Instead of looking at him. Okay? And then that one student immediately stand up and came to me. I'm standing just sitting on the platform, a little higher platform. I was translator, interpreter. So immediately he stood up and came to me and stood up in front of me and said, shall I help you? Well, I didn't understand what you want to help. But he said, I want to help you translate. I want to help you translate. Wonderful. I knew he cannot speak English, help me. So I said, thank you. Please sit down. But this is do you understand? Well, it is an emergency, it is helping somebody, but you should know the situation, okay? Well, but feeling, I really appreciate his kind, gentle, compassionate mind. That's why I said thank you. Anyway, please sit down. So, it is not helping the teachers and the old monks. So, to go against, to go with, in any and all directions, so free to give, what you take away. Sometimes they scold you. The teacher scolds you. Completely take you away. Even though you are doing something right, he takes away you. And he makes you pay attention to what you are doing. But intellectually, I am doing right. But it's not right. Because that right doesn't fit the situation. So that time doesn't make sense. For instance, somebody is immediately on the verge of life and death on the street. What should you do? There is a time to think, shall I go? Or shall I stay? Or shall I move? Or shall I take just one step toward here? Or shall I help? I am Buddhist, I am Christian, but there is no chance. Whoever you are, you're Christian, you're Buddhist, or whatever happens, you immediately rush into it, take him away. So, free to give or to take away, but say at just such a time, then the term. This is a Zen term. At just such a time, or sometimes at this very moment. Okay? At this very moment means right in the middle of the unstructured process and activity. Unstructured activity. Lively activity. At that time, that is at this very moment. There is no chance to discuss verbally or intellectually. Okay? Before you feel something, well, you have to do. That is emergence. Emergency, that is reality. Okay? Your body, your mind must fit to the reality. Okay? Before reality is dichotomized into I and something. Okay? So, that is at just such a time, at this very moment, whose actions are these? Who acts? I am? Well, my action should be accepted by my teacher? No way. Okay. There is no I. There is no my object, which is called my teacher. Okay. So, all I have to do is my whole body and mind just fit in, tune in to his life, and just always, just like a turning wheel, spinning top. So at that time, you become one with somebody. This is the, at this very moment, okay, before the reality is dichotomized into, okay, well, always we have the five candles. We say, so what you can see, what you can hear, all things, that is a form. Form is something which is formed by what? Feeling, perception, impulses, consciousness. Simultaneously. This is a form. So before the reality is formed, okay, before you take the reality in a position of form, anyway you have to do. That is at this very moment. This very moment. That is reality. Reality is not a certain time, or it's not a certain place, or it's not certain something a person does. Okay? The unity of a person, place, and time, opportunity. Okay? There is no dichotomize between a time and man, an occasion and a place. All three are unified perfectly and work. At that time, this is reality. In the reality, well, there are three things, at least. Okay. Man, opportunity, and place. But according to five skandhas, it means our body and mind, immediately reality is dichotomized in two. Okay. I. My teacher, okay? He is an old man, not baby. Okay? I am young man, student, okay? His student. So that is dichotomized. But immediately we dichotomize, but we are stuck there. That is a problem. Even the dichotomize, well, dichotomize is also one of the nothing, something which is going on in the stream of life, okay? Constant, changing and moving constant. So, when you dichotomize, put it aside. So all you have to do is pay attention to reality are unified by time, man, and place. Okay? Just do it. At that time, your compassionate attention really penetrate from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, and you can handle it. Even though at that time you don't satisfy, but it's a great mass which will shoot in the future. This is the best of it. That's why whose action are these? Look into Sutu's trailing vine is always growing with pine trees, okay? Pine trees and other trees. But sometimes trees die by vine because too much, okay? So the vine is, well, dichotomy, okay? We can do all of it. Words, feelings, perceptions, impulses, consciousness. Well, when you do that, then, well, way of feeling or perceptions, consciousness, in your experience, well, what do you mean? Okay? You have to aware of your feelings and your the emotions in the then on purpose. This is already nothing but something dichotomized by your five senses. If you do this, your zazen is really diluted. Even though you feel good, that good doesn't last for long. Because it's pretty easy to stumble over by it in the next moment. Even though you say, oh, that's good concentration, it is always stumbling over by it. If you really see good concentration, saying, I experience good concentration. That is awareness. But such awareness is not real awareness. Real awareness. Real awareness is no trace of awareness when you become one completely with full concentration on your zazen, breath, breathe, etc. That is perfect awareness. So there is no chance to dichotomize by your five scanners. I concentrate pretty good, or I concentrate badly. There is no chance. That is reality. That you and your object and place, all things must be unified and functional. So, but sometimes vines, trailing vines, they something interrupted. So, trees sometimes die. But on the other hand, vine is also one of the beings, so it grows. But when vines, well, grows with pine trees and other trees, it is beautiful because it is one of the nature. But if it grows too much, it's very dangerous because it kills the tree. You know that happens in the California? Do you know that? In the California, lots of vines, a family of vines, sometimes trees, it kills the trees.